If you grew up in Southeast or South Central Michigan anytime from the 1920s right through the 20th century and into the early part of this century, chances are you and your family visited or at least passed through the Irish Hills, so named by homesick Irish settlers because the rolling area reminded them of home. Driving along US 12, it's impossible to miss the major landmarks of the Irish Hills, the Twin Observation Towers. Generations of Michigan families have climbed up to the top of those towers to get a good look at the lovely surrounding countryside. I remember doing it as a child. It was a good exercise for little legs. But the clock is ticking on those landmark towers. Joining me here in the studio is Donna Boglarski. Donna's the president of the Irish Hills Historical Society, and she used to own the Irish Hills Towers. Donna, welcome to Stateside. Thanks for joining us in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
So start by telling us the history of those towers. They go back very far back in the 20th century, don't they?
They do. They were built in the 1924. The original tower, which is the East Tower, was built by the Michigan Observation Company. And there was a little rivalry because the property lines stretched right across the center of the top of the hill. And so the second tower was built by Edward Kelly in competition. And they remained that way until in 1955, when a gentleman by the name of Frank Lamping wound up purchasing both towers over a period of years. And he joined them at the bottom for the very first time. And then it was at that point that you could go to both towers, but they were separate at the top.
Okay. And I do remember that as a child. I grew up in Ferndale, and that was a really terrific family outing for us to drive from Ferndale to the Irish Hills. And I can remember racing my brothers up to the top of the towers. I'm sure I was not alone in doing that.
I'm sure you weren't. We had a lot of wonderful traffic that went through there. We had the fun house that existed for many years, the big hotels that were there. It was a Greyhound bus stop for a lot of years because of the fact that it was the route between Detroit and Chicago.
It was really the only way to get there, wasn't it?
Exactly. Exactly. So it was quite an interesting trek for everybody and a good stop in between. So it did attract a lot of attention.
So the decline of the towers, because that's really what we're going to talk about, the fact that they are in terrible disrepair now and in danger of being torn down. When did the decline begin?
We were closed. We have not been open for business since the year 2000.
When did you buy them?
My husband and I purchased them in 1976.
Okay.
They had just in 72 been refurbished with the existing tops. And in 1987, we created the miniature golf course that was on the grounds around the base of the towers. And that was a wonderful asset for the whole hill as well, and did a lot of good business. We had a lot of novelty. It was quite a challenging golf course.
So you had that.
Yes. And unfortunately, we had other businesses as well, and they took precedent, and that was part of the reason that we did not open after the year 2000. So over the years, as anything, when a building sits vacant, it will definitely deteriorate. And that's what has happened over the years.
So it's been taking a beating for the last 13 so years.
Yes, it has been. In the year 2007, an organization out our way called Oh, These Irish Hills did all the paperwork and the research, and they got us placed on the National Register of Historic Places. And in 2010 is when we formed the Historical Society, and I just recently deeded the property to the society.
Okay.
We have our 501c3, our nonprofit status, and we are trying to raise funds to help us finance the restoration of the towers.
And how much do you feel, or how much are you being told it'll cost to get them safe and get them up to speed?
Well, we're looking at probably $300,000 or $400,000. If we can get to the $200,000 range somewhere between now and, say, we actually have a deadline to a certain extent, but I think we're going to be able to have that deadline stretched out a little bit by the township. But we need to raise at least $200,000.
By when?
By
roughly
the middle of August, or the middle of July, beginning of August.
So you feel like you are, you know, fighting to save them, you're hoping for money and a lot of money. Now, here's what I'm wondering. Do the towers mean something to the community beyond sentimental value? Is it really worth, you know, objectively speaking, is it worth the expense to restore them?
Well, we want to create a museum and be able to make them still accessible for people. And I think people still want to have that option to have those icons sitting where they've been all these years. Too many other there was another tower that was built by Michigan Observation Company at Bundy Hill, and that one went down in the 50s and didn't stay with the notoriety that the Irish Hills Towers stayed with, and we just don't want to lose them.
It's pretty clear that these days most people are hopping on I-94 and zipping right through that stretch on the freeway, and they're not getting off too much on US 12. So how are the Irish Hills faring with that? What's there to see and enjoy?
At this particular point in time, what's really sad is so many of the other attractions that have been there for so many years are also closed and done. Mm. But in the past year or so, we are seeing some movement. Recently, the prehistoric forest has been purchased. Someone else just purchased the old Golden Nugget. They've been working on that building, and I think they're trying to turn that into a banquet facility. They're not going to be doing a restaurant in there anymore, but they've been working on the outside of that. There's been another couple of little buildings that have been purchased here and there, and it seems like there's a little more activity going on with some of what's been changing hands. But over the years, since we had so many residential developments cut into the farmland, you know, we've turned into so much of a residential area rather mm-hmm. than a tourist area. And that has hurt us a lot as well.
But I guess I hear the message from you in the Irish Hills community to the people who are listening is come check us out.
Exactly. Exactly. We're hoping that people will gain a new interest in what's going on in our area.
Donna Boglarski is the president of the Irish Hills Historical Society and the former owner of those twin observation towers in the Irish Hills that so many Michiganians remember from growing up and fighting to save them. Donna, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.